From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, October 4th, 2022.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners and by Seth Rigoletti, leadership coach. With the podcast, It's Not Personal, conversations about making work more enjoyable and rewarding. SethRigoletti.com.
The governor's energy office is opposing a rate hike request from Versant Power that could increase electricity prices by $13 a month for residential customers beginning next summer. The office filed a petition to intervene with the Maine Public Utilities Commission today. Governor Janet Mills says the proposed 32% increase to Versant's distribution rate is, quote, not in the best interest of Maine people already facing high electric costs. Maine Public Advocate Bill Harwood said earlier this year that he was skeptical of the need for an increase. Versant says the additional funds would help to pay the cost of replacing the company's metering system and its deteriorating cables along the coast and improving its tree trimming program. The governor's energy office is also opposing a rate increase request from Central Maine Power. The city of Bangor is considering a tenant's bill of rights that would require landlords to give at least 60 days' notice of any rent increase. The proposed ordinance would cap application fees for credit and background checks at $50, and it reaffirms the state's existing laws against housing discrimination, including for renters who receive federal, state, or local public assistance. Assistant City Manager Courtney O'Donnell says the ordinance was drafted in response to residents' complaints about sudden rent increases.
And this ordinance is really meant to address the housing insecurity, minimize potential adverse impacts of unnoticed or short-noticed rent increases, educate at-will tenants about their rights, and help bring about fair, orderly procedures for residents to enjoy, retain, and secure housing.
City officials say they're still collecting feedback about the proposal. At a meeting with councilors last night, a few landlords urged the city to address the affordable housing crisis instead through inspection and zoning changes. The Auburn City Council has approved a measure to provide $300 in tax relief to older adults who can claim the homestead exemption. The council had originally considered providing tax relief to all Auburn residents who qualify for the state's homestead exemption program, but decided to narrow it to adults 65 and older to reduce the cost from $1.5 million to $700,000. The council voted 5-2 in support of the measure. Councilor Leroy Walker was among those who voted in favor.
I have heard from many people that the $300 is going to help them. No matter how we look at it, it's going to help them. It's not something that is going to go to waste in any way.
Opponents, including Councilor Ryan Hawes, said he heard from constituents that the funding, which comes from the American Rescue Plan Act, would be better spent on community development programs. The state now says 3,600 COVID-19 booster shots are being administered each day. That's an increase from 2,700 a day during the first 2 weeks after the latest boosters were available. The Maine Center for Disease Control reminds Mainers it's also time to consider getting an annual flu shot. The latest COVID booster rollout comes as hospitalizations for the disease continue to slowly rise. Yesterday, there were 197 patients, the highest number since last May 23rd. Meanwhile, researchers in Maine are still recruiting participants for a study on long COVID. Maine Health announced nearly a year ago it was a research site for the National Recovery Study. Speaking on Maine Calling today, Dr. Cliff Rosen, Maine Health's principal investigator for the study, says 100 participants have been recruited, but 50 more are needed. Rosen says they're looking for people with a range of experiences with COVID, from individuals with long-term symptoms to those who haven't had any symptoms.
These are important subgroups because we need to understand who is it that is not recovering from this infection.
Rosen says it's not yet clear what causes long COVID, and more education is needed to help primary care providers stay up to date on how to best help patients. The Finance Authority of Maine today launched a forgivable loan program for small businesses affected by the COVID pandemic. FAME spokesperson Bill Norbert says loans ranging from $10,000 to $2 million are available for eligible businesses.
So companies with fewer than 500 employees and where 50% or more of the employees reside in Maine are eligible. And they have to list an economic impact that they experienced. And there are three eligible impacts.
Those include a loss of profit during the pandemic, increased expenses or costs, or increased capital costs. The Thrive Maine Loan Program has a total of $58 million in available funds through the American Rescue Plan Act. Loans will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. And in a look at the weather for tonight, a few clouds with lows from the mid-30s to mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy across the south with increased sun further north, highs in the low to mid-60s across Maine. On Thursday, a bit sunny and warmer, highs from the mid-60s to low 70s. A few more clouds on Friday with some developing mountain showers, highs in the 60s across Maine. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll begin our Your Vote 2022 candidate interviews with two independent candidates. Second Congressional District candidate Tiffany Bond and independent gubernatorial candidate Sam Hunkler. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thanks for listening.